It is the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. I am Marcy, and I have on the hotline with me right now, I wish you were in studio, Tommy Lee, Motley Crue, on the hotline with me right now.
Hello, Marcy.
Hey, Tommy, can I call you Trouble? The good kind, of course.
Yes, of course.
I'm just going to refer. Yeah, good Trouble. That's what we'll call you today. You guys have a big Crue Year's Eve show coming up, and we're definitely going to talk about that, but I actually talked to Nikki Sixx a couple days ago. Did you know he put you on the naughty list?
I would be very surprised if I wasn't on.
Well, and that's what I told him. I said, isn't he always on the naughty list?
Totally, dude.
And we like that. I mean, I would be so confused if it was any other way. The world would be upside down.
Yeah, it would be a terrible place.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, hey, what do you think about Nikki? Really quick, now living in he's living the cowboy life in Wyoming. What do you think about that?
He's in his element, man. I mean, you know, for as long as I've known him, he's always had that, like, you know, like, yeah, he loves to fish and, like, you know, romp around in his truck and, like, he's been that guy for as long as I've known him, and it's cool that he's, you know, sort of gone back to his roots and stuff. He's still got a place in L.A., but he went out to Jackson, and he's loving it. He is loving it. Like, I'm constantly getting, like, crazy pictures of, like, oh, looks like Christmas, and the place is covered in snow, and, like, yeah, he's having too much fun.
I know, you know, I love that. He's kind of got the best of both worlds. You got your place here, and then you got the wide open space. Where are you right now?
I am in Calabasas.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I'm just not a cold weather guy. Like, I do not dig snow. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So he can have all of it. He can have mine. Have. You know what I'm saying?
He can take all that snow in his damn shovel.
Yeah, I love California, man. I've pretty much lived here all my life, and there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I love
nothing like it.
And I love Calabasas. What a beautiful area.
Yeah, it is really pretty. It really is.
So let's talk about this. Crue Year's Eve, Acrisure Arena in the greater Palm Springs area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tickets go on sale Friday. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. And this came up pretty quick. When did you guys decide to do this?
You know what? We got asked about it, I'm going to say, maybe 2 weeks ago. And we were like, we literally just got home from Japan and Australia. We just wrapped up our the stadium tour with Def Leppard, and literally that tour was almost 2 years long. So we just got home, and we're done. We're taking some time off, and then we got asked to break in the new year out in Palm Springs at this new arena. And we were like, oh hell yes.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go rock that shit, man. I can't wait. We're all super pumped.
I'm super pumped for you too. And hey, Tommy, you know you can't say shit on the radio.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
I know, right? That's I mean, you know, it's so no. Hey, I love Palm Springs. It's great. The heat. That's gonna be a good time, though. I mean, it's a little bit cooler this time of year.
Yeah, but you know what? It's also on the weekend, man. You could plan like a 3-day just get lost weekend out there.
Yeah, you can.
And Palm Springs is beautiful this time of year. I was just out there last weekend playing golf, and it was like, dude, it was like 80 degrees and just stunning, beautiful.
Okay, so I didn't know you golfed, and I took up golf too. Yeah. And Tommy, I suck at golf, but I love it. And I mean, what's your what would be your advice at golf if you have any for me? Because I suck, but I love it. I love getting out there.
You know what? I'm with you on that. Like, I'm not great. I don't play enough to be great. Like that sport. Like, if you want to be good at it, you got to play all the time. So you know what I do, like, and that's the only probably reason I even bother with golf, is I just love getting out and seeing the green grass and mm-hmm. the birds and the lakes and the ponds and, you know, just like getting earthed, you know, like the just walking around out there on the grass just does it for me. And I literally don't even care that much about golf. I just like the ritual of it, you know.
You're earthing. This is Tommy Lee's version of Nikki Sixx's Wide Open Wyoming Space. Kind of.
There you go.
I do love golf, though. I just bought my first set of golf clubs, so I guess I'm kind of committed, even though I blow. But we should coordinate. We should do some kind of a golf tournament and get you guys involved. That'd be cool.
I would be down in 2 seconds.
We'll reach out about that because that'd be killer. That'd be awesome. I saw Motley on New Year's Eve. It was six, 7 years ago at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles, and that was an amazing show. Wasn't that great? If it was totally up to you, what song would Motley play right at midnight?
Oh, my God. I would say, man, that's pretty, like, Kickstart My Heart would definitely... It would be the way I'd want to start my next year off, you know, with, like, I don't know if it gets any better. Like, that's just like, that sets the pace. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any cool, because, you know, the drum coaster was pretty cool. What cool drum shenanigans do you have planned for this, you know, this show?
Well, I can't tell you because then I'd have to kill you.
Well, you could give me just a little tiny little something.
Well, we were actually on with production, putting together this New Year's Eve show in Palm Springs, and we got some twisted happening. Everybody's really pumped, and it's our hometown and New Year's. Like, come on! So yes, there's some crazy planned
and
stuff. Sorry,
Tommy. There you go again. You can't say that on the radio. My God. So, hey, Nikki told me you have some new music coming out next year. John Five is a new guitar player. Is it going to have that core Motley vibe, or are you guys maybe headed into new territory as a band, a different sound?
It is. I mean, it's definitely has its core. It sounds like Motley, but I'm telling you right now, it is insane. I can't wait for everybody to hear the because we're working on the video as well. The tracks were cut, and it is, I'm telling you, you're going to trip. You're going to be like, whoa, it's insane.
I can't wait.
Like, it's Motley Stone, like 2024 style. And so it's new and exciting. Mm-hmm. But it's still Motley too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you guys are ready, come on in here. I told Nikki the same thing. We'll definitely get behind it 100%.
Well, let's do that. Let's crank that up.
Nice.
I would love it.
Tommy Lee is on the hotline with me. Motley is doing Crew Year's Eve at Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs. You can get your tickets this Friday, tomorrow, at Ticketmaster, 10 a.m. Tommy, before I let you go, it's the holiday, so I want to do a quick Tommy Lee lightning round. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right. You can have one last Christmas dinner. What is it?
One last Christmas dinner. You know what? It would be dessert. I'll tell you that.
What kind of dessert?
You know what? I'm an apple pie whore. I don't know why, but like, just that apple cinnamon vibe is just, I'd be all over that. That would be my request.
With a crumbly crust or the smooth crisscross crust?
Oh, no, the crumblies.
I'm down with that. When did Santa first bring you a drum set?
I'll tell you, it wasn't a drum set, but Santa brought me a snare drum. I'll never forget it. I was 6 years old, and I think I saw like a ghost or something. Like it spun me out, and that's why I'm here today, because of that moment.
Wow, talk about a profound impact.
Yeah, right. Like, oh God, I'll never. Just one drum, and like I just lost my mind and drove my parents crazy, but
But now, look.
But, yeah, right?
What's on the list for, what do you want from Santa this year?
You know what? I don't really want anything or need anything. I think, I would want? I would just want Santa to bring everybody more joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can never, stuff is stuff, but mm-hmm. joy, that stuff's priceless. So, that's what I want. I want gifts for everybody. Joy, 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 joy.
Live in the moment. Appreciate the here and now. Yep.
Right? We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. So let's get going.
There we go. What's your favorite holiday movie?
Elf has got to be. That's got to be a favorite.
And that just, it was the anniversary. How many years now?
I don't know. God.
I just saw that. I can't remember what anniversary it is. But yeah, celebrating the 20th? 20th anniversary? Yeah, I think it was the 20th anniversary. Last month, I think.
Well, probably. I think it's about that old, right?
Yeah. Buddy the Elf, have you ever tried the spaghetti with the, what was that, maple syrup?
Oh.
I don't know.
No, something like that, but not quite that mixture.
I don't think I ever will. Okay. Yeah. If you had to listen to one Christmas song the rest of your life, what is it?
One Christmas song? Little Drummer Boy.
And that makes perfect sense coming from you. Wouldn't expect any other answer, actually.
Right.
Ba-da-ba-bum-bum. Hell yeah. What's your, Christmas is great, but what's your favorite holiday?
You know what? Fourth of July. I'm such a freaking pyromaniac that anything that, blows up and makes a big sound and is visual like that, I'm all over 4th of July. I love that one.
Yeah, that is a good one. I totally agree. All right, we're done without lightning round. We'll call it good. Okay. Tommy, it's always so good talking to you. Love your energy. Any exciting pictures coming from you in the near future?
Any exciting pictures?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm sure of that.
Okay.
Matter of when, I don't know, but...
I'm going to keep
it. You can always count on me for that random picture that shows up. Everybody goes, oh, my God.
That's why I keep a very close eye on your social media. And this is why I call you Good Trouble, Tommy Lee.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Tommy Lee, Good Trouble. Thanks for joining me today on KLOS Crew Year's Eve at Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs. Get your tickets tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. Always love having you on when you're ready to make the big announcement for this new stuff. Get in here. Bring the drum kit.
Let's do it. We will, Marcy, for sure.
All right, that sounds great. Happy holidays to you, Tommy.
Okay, happy holidays to you, too. And hopefully I'll see you New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. You will, yeah. Working on that.
Sweet.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one. Bye.